Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 19th of September 2009 and the time is 2:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Yep, I'm Timothy Allen Griffiths, I'm 23 and I'm from Dorking in Surrey.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, a little bit nervous but quite excited at the same time.
Can I ask you, why did you apply to be part of One Another?
I just thought it was sort of something to, you know, tell people in the future, something that not everybody gets the chance to do, and I thought, well, why not really? I've always sort of believed in, you know, you regret what you don't do, so why not go for it?
And what was it about this particular experience or opportunity that made you want to be part of it?
It just seemed a bit fun, and it's sort of quite a British thing, you know, it's a bit eccentric, sort of doing something that just really you wouldn't really have thought of, and it was just a bit bizarre, and I sort of appealed that way really.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the fourth plinth, how did you then decide to spend your hour on it?
It took me quite a while actually. I was quite sort of nervous because I sort of applied anyway, and a few of my friends have applied as well, and I thought, oh, I don't think I'll get in, so I'd not really sort of forgotten about it, and then found out I wasn't in the sort of first month, and I was like, well, probably won't get it, and then found the second month, thought, well, that's probably it, and then when it came up, I was like, oh, now I've got to plan something, and then sort of had a sit down and looked at things I enjoy, and then thought, well, you know, I do a lot of snorkeling, and advanced snorkeling instructor for BZAC with Dorking Snorkeling Club, and I've done that ever since I was 8, so I thought, well, why not sort of show that off and show that off about me and about people like me that do it as well.
And how did you get into snorkeling?
I went on holiday to Nice when I was 7 and I sort of enjoyed just swimming around and looking down, and I was like, well, this is quite fun. And Dad used to take me swimming every Sunday morning just after the snorkeling club used to come out. And so we saw them, and one day they said, well, you know, your boy could join. And I said, okay. So I went along and started having lessons when I was 8. And then my dad got roped in because he was bored of sitting watching every week, so he then joined in. He then became an instructor. He's now an advanced instructor, instructor trainer, and also the national coach for the South, so he's in charge of that. And I'm now advanced instructor myself, so I'm in charge of expeditions and leading my own groups out with Dorking Snorkeling Club.
And what expeditions do you go on?
We go on an annual trip to Swanage where we take up to sort of 40 members of the club, and we go and we've been to all sorts of places. I've also got into diving as well, and we've been to Wales, been to Cornwall several times, Devon, all round Dorset. We often go to Sussex coast as well, and I've also been diving out to the Barrier Reef and the Red Sea as well.
And what was that like?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was just such a great place, just so vivid, the colours and everything. It's just, I couldn't believe how clean it was. Often British waters aren't quite as nice, it's a bit murkier and you're sort of searching around, but it's always fun and I'm always learning and always doing new things with it. So this year we started sort of a thing where we went and did some night snorkeling. So we went in Swanage Bay, which we've done lots of times, but we went in and did it at night, so it involved taping glow sticks to every part of you and torches, and apparently it was like a sort of green ghoulish shadow moving off into the distance.
What is it about snorkeling that you like?
I guess it's just the sort of the being able to see and interact with the marine life in a way you can't do just standing in. And in fact, it's sort of quite peaceful and you don't really disturb the environment. So you're just sort of gliding through and it's all your own power. You're not sort of using anything. It's sort of, you know, it's totally carbon neutral. You're just using your own power. And I sort of quite like it for that.
And so how are you going to be sort of bringing your snorkeling to the plinth today?
Well, I'm going to be wearing full kit as I would as if I was going in the water today, as if there was a beach at Trafalgar Square. And I'm also taking with me some signs that just give a sort of brief overview of snorkeling and some sort of small catchy slogans just saying, you know, I'm a snorkel diver, snorkeling's fun, anyone can do it, which is sort of the message I want to get across.
And how are you feeling about doing this now that you're actually here?
I'm more nervous than I was. I sort of had a look at it on the website and on TV and I thought, oh, that looks okay. I and do that. But the closer it's got, the sort of more nervous I've got, and as more friends have said they're coming and going to watch out for me, I'm sort of quite worried if anything sort of fall over or anything, really.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 23, as I've said. Currently work for Unum UK Insurance Company as a trainee financial underwriter. Started that job in January and promoted from being a ratings assistant, a rating administrator before that. So that was involved sort of setting up quotes and help working with the underwriters, and now I'm trained to be an underwriter myself. So it's quite hard, but I'm enjoying it and sort of developing in that. I've got lots of hobbies, obviously snorkeling, which is the focus I'm here today, and also I play volleyball for Dorking Volleyball Club, and I love cycling as well, so I've got a mountain bike and cycle to work quite often, so I just love sort of freedom, really, that gives me as well. I went to university in Hull, went to the university there, studied war and security studies there for 3 years before that, and then and it's something I've always enjoyed.
What did your degree involve?
A bit of history, a bit of politics, and a bit of sort of strategic thinking, and it was also quite fun because you got to meet some quite fun people and got field trips and things like that, so we got to go to Belgium and climb up the hill at Waterloo and all these sorts of things, and also because it had sort of slight political angle, we got to do some things like we got a trip to Westminster, and we also went to Normandy as well, so it's something I've always been interested in, and that was my motivation for doing it. I sort of love history, and especially military history, and I've always been fascinated by the Battle of El Alamein, which was what I did my dissertation on. And also, while I was at uni, I was sort of involved in the student radio station, so I was sort of as a producer and then eventually production controller and music manager there, so that was really fun.
And what was it about that particular battle that you said you've always been fascinated by?
I'm not really sure why. It's just sort of when I was younger and at school, I just sort of looked through, and it was like sort of something that always caught my eye. I mean, I've always been quite interested in tanks, partly from my granddad, because my granddad was a tank engineer in the latter stages of the war, so he sort of showed me tanks from an early age, and he took me down to Bovington Tank Museum, which was not far from their house in Dorset, so I had that sort of obsession from an early age, and then sort of got into it from there, and because it was sort of the key tank battle, I suppose I sort of latched onto that and just wanted to learn more and more about it.
And could you give me an insight into the security studies part of your degree?
Yeah, it was more sort of looking at international security, so things like the UN, collective power and sort of things along those sorts of lines, and a lot of the sort of theory thing. It was quite heavy on the sort of different theories of how what it really stems down to is how people behave, and then how people behave in groups, and then looking at groups, tribes, nations, states from there, and then how those groups interact.
Do you think you will follow up with your studies, with the subject that you studied? Do you think you would take it further?
I don't know. I mean, at the moment I'm really enjoying my job and I enjoy sort of what I do, so for the time being my plan is to get myself qualified as an underwriter and then go from there.
What's your route into this field after doing a degree in quite a different subject?
I was just looking for, after I finished university, I graduated and then went to work in Glasgow for 3 months. I went up there to work at a school for kids learning English, French and French, Spanish and Italian kids. And I was a tour guide, actually, pretty much was what my job stemmed down to, which, having never been to Scotland before, that was quite funny. So on my first week, I was leading 180 kids down the Royal Mile in Edinburgh, pointing out the sights, having only been there the first time the day before, so that was quite fun. And then I was just looking for jobs, and then this job came up, and sort of applied for it, and just liked it ever since, really.
Can I ask you about how you would describe yourself as a person?
I'd say I'm sort of quite outgoing and never afraid to sort of say what I think or do what I think's right. If I think I should do something, I don't die wondering. I've always sort of had the motto, which I think I got from a primary school assembly, which was, you only regret what you don't do. and I think that sort of served me pretty well up to this point.
What are your ambitions?
I guess, I mean, just to enjoy myself really and make the most of everything that I can.
What do you think about this project?
I think it's fun, it's very exciting, it's something that it's not really been tried in the same way before, and it's, you know, chance to be part of history, which is sort of something that I really like to do.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your hour?
I hope it sort of, I hope it doesn't get too warm, and I hope it doesn't get too wet, really. Just hope that sort of people are around and looking and don't get too distracted by the giant chess set. And I suppose my biggest fear is falling over or something happening to upstage me, I guess.
Who are you doing this for?
Doing this primarily for sort of for myself, but also for all the other snorkelers and snorkel instructors around the country, really, and around the world as well, I suppose.
And what's important to you in your life at the moment in 2009?
I guess just sort of my health, my job, and my life. And I'm a member of St. John Ambulance as well, and sort of taking more responsibility of that. So it's something that's always been quite important to me. And as I'm sort of progressing now, I'm emergency transport attendant, so I'm able to go on 999 ambulances, and I guess sort of developing in that, something that is quite important.
What experiences do you think have really shaped you into the person you are today?
I guess, I mean, I'm dyslexic, so I've always had sort of a certain sense of, I've always sort of been battling adversity from day one, really. And it's always just been various things that sort of push me to go further. And I've always sort of had a thing that I won't let anything hold me back. And I guess it's just pushing against that that's done that.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you very much.